really a song about love.
Oh,
it is. Wonderful, isn't it?
It's Hank FM. And
this is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
To those that make it, well, hard to love them. But I kind of love this story. It's why we can't have nice things. And a couple of follow-ups. First of all, the rodeo bull that was on the loose there in western Colorado from last week. 5 days out there in the mountains around Snowmass Village. Sauce Boss is finally wrangled and taken back yesterday. They saw the bull a few times. He actually would blend in pretty well with the aspen trees all around the area. Had himself a nice little vacation.
It's an aesthetic.
And he has been taken back, and they got him back in. Also, Fire Festival, which we've talked about at various times. That would be the really, really bad failed Fire Festival. And then he tried to scam everybody again with Fire Festival 2 earlier this year. Well, after, quote, the deal fell apart for a multi-million dollar transaction. Fire Festival scammer Billy McFarland, who is out of prison somehow, is now selling the brand and the IP on eBay to the highest bidder. After one day, the bidding is over $200,000. So, to those that bid and to Billy himself, you all get it.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Come on, man.
So picture it. You're at your local pet shop when a bad guy walks in and says, give me all your money. Do you hand it over? Do you run for cover? Heck no. Gary LaRoe was there to save the day and promptly attacked the subject. Tied him up with a leash that just happened to be sold nearby. Now, this is a very good thing because the police did not show up for another 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
This all happened in Ottawa, Canada. Apparently is starting a big conversation about citizen arrests.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
being resourceful there.
Go, Gary.
Let's go to, the world of WWE. This has been happening for quite some time now to noted sports athletes like Joe Burrow's Cincinnati Bengals, Travis Kelce's house broken into. While they're obviously somewhere on TV performing or doing their game, then these thieves go to their residence and break in. And that happened to WWE stars married in real life, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Oh, boy.
So, Monday Night Raw, Providence, Rhode Island this past Monday. Their Southern California home, though, broken in while they were on the screen. It was broken into there in SoCo. Law enforcement says the suspect or suspects broke in, smashed a sliding back door in the back of the house, stole around reportedly $10,000, mostly in cash.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, neither Seth Rollins or Becky Lynch have commented on the burglary. And if they catch personally who's in trouble, they're going to...
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
So congratulations to Andrew Stuber, who got quite the distinction over the 4th of July holiday. He won the T-Rex Championship Races.
Oh.
This is where everyone wears those inflatable silly costumes.
Oh, greatness.
And then races at Emerald Downs in beautiful Washington State. Now, there was a bonus round this year. Three folks jumped out of a plane to parachute down and then race to the finish.
Wow.
Because you should always race when parachuting.
I'd rather support this type of T-Rex than the one that they're trying to recreate on the Dallas side of things.
Yeah. And if you missed it, the entire thing will be played on ESPN later this year.
Well, I don't know. I might actually watch that. Are you in on the Lububu doll craze? The Lububu dolls. So these came to prominence... I don't know. I mean, gained worldwide attention last year. So there's this member of a K-pop band, Blackpink, and had a keychain, Lububu, which is just like a little doll.
Oh, yeah.
Attached to her bag. And now they're just, it's insane. It's like the Beanie Babies of right now. Well, there are now knockoff Lububus. In fact, Lafufus, as they're calling them. Thousands were confiscated in the UK. I am a serious newsman right now.
Breaking news.
Yeah. These little Pop-Mart monsters. By the way, the counterfeits are all over the place. And they say you can tell by the number of teeth they have. Mm. These LeFoufous had an incorrect teeth count, while authentic LeBoubous have exactly 9 teeth. And that's where I end my reporting right now on this, because I feel la-dum-dum-dum.
Ricardo Diaz in big trouble today, but he really did do his best to avoid the clink. You see, he was wanted by police. They were hot on his trail for allegedly burglarizing a local mall, so he went into hiding. Unfortunately, it was in a nearby sewer.
Well,
and it did not work out well. He was caught on drone footage when he popped his head out of the top sewer grate, presumably for some fresh air.
Yeah.
Again, cure for all this, if you're not keeping track at home, would be a job.
Yeah, but you see, it was just the sewer was just right there.
So convenient.
And then finally, a 22-year-old fake dentist and two assistants have been charged in Europe by Czech police after treating dozens of patients using dental instructions that they found on the internet.
Oh, my word.
And also having their own accompanying YouTube channel on how to be a better dentist.
Yes. Dream girl.
Not
all right,
dream
followers, girl. Please follow 92.1 Hank FM.
There you go. La YouTube.
Dum, dum,
and
dum,
la dum, 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 dum